Hello and welcome to the programme. You can visit the website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. Oh, there's got to be a scuffle for chairs today. Come on, get in, get in. We've got a full house. Niall Hatch is here. Richard Collins has come in from Malahide. And Terry Flanagan has made it in from Dublin 15. I can't believe it. All three greats together. Well, whatever they call themselves. But at any rate, you're all very welcome to the programme. Boys, we've a lot to get through, so I'm going to start straight away by telling you about something I witnessed on the grounds of RTE the other day. There's lots of birds on the grounds, as you know. One in particular, the magpie, is ever present. But one of them that I know, and I've made a video, you can go to the website and have a look at it a little bit later on, is of an individual that's missing its tail. But it seems to be fairly happy out hopping around the grass as magpies do. And I even saw it flying and I was wondering, how can this be? How can it survive without a tail?
Well, it can still fly because it has wings. So it flaps the wings.
Yeah, I know that.
But the tail is it's helpful for them to be able to steer and stabilise in the air, but they can still fly without it. Perhaps not as efficiently, which is why they evolved it in the first place. But tailless magpie, they can survive pretty well. They're very intelligent birds. They can overcome all sorts of obstacles. And hopefully that tail will grow back before too long. My suspicion is what may have happened there is perhaps a predator like a cat or a fox may have pounced on it. Often it would land on the tail of the bird with their paws, and birds' tails are often actually, they've evolved to break away very quickly, so that those feathers will pull out quite easily so the bird itself can fly away to safety and then hopefully regrow the tail and live to fight or to fly another day.
Well, now this is the complete opposite to you and me, because we are primates, and oddly primates divide into two groups, those that depend heavily on tails, monkeys, and those that have no tails at all, and that includes us. The great apes have no tails. The other end of the spectrum, you have the magpies, which needs the tail for getting in and out of places and manoeuvring. And of course, the hawks and falcons, they need the tail in order to turn and twist in the air and catch their prey. But the interesting one from at this time of the year is, of course, the cuckoo. And the cuckoo has a long tail. It can fly down to a nest. It's a big bird. Perch over it for a moment. Take the host's egg out. Drop its own. And it needs its tail for navigation for that. And helicopters, you'll notice, have long tails too. But tails are very important. They're not about flight. They're about twisting and turning in the air. About navigation. About manoeuvrability.
Terry.
Well, I've got a story on tails, and it's not the tail of a magpie, but the tail of a related bird. The bird is the jay. Back in the early 80s, I started doing a master's on the jay, on the distribution and behaviour of the jay in West County Dublin, around the estates in West County Dublin. So I started in September, and one of the first things I did was put out these traps to try and catch the jays. And for about a month or so, never caught a bird. You going out, you could see the jays around the estate, but they never came into the cage. And then one day, around late October, about the 20th of October, if I remember correctly, I went up in the evening time. I used to set the traps in the morning, and I'd go up in the evening time then to see if that one was there. And on this day, there wasn't one jay, there wasn't two jays, but there was actually three jays in the trap. Well, I tell you, my heart was absolutely racing. So I had to catch these three jays. It wasn't too hard, just take them out of the cage, put them into bags, got into the car, and then I had to work on the jays. I had to, you know, take all the measurements, weigh the jays, all of that, and put a tag on, put tags on their legs, put tags on their wings, and then release them. So I was really nervous because although I had a license to do this, I had very, very little experience of it. So I started off with the first bird. And I took the first bird out in my hand and I was working on it. And I got everything done. And then just as I was about to let the bird go, because I was going to let this bird go and then work on the other two, the bird jumped in my hand. And instinctively I grabbed, but the bird had got out of my hand, but I caught its tail. And yeah, you're going to call me a predator now, Niall. The tail came away in my hand. So the bird is flying around in the car And I've got its full tail in my hand. I tell you, I felt absolutely sick. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't ring my supervisor. This was before we had mobile phones and that. So I'm sitting there in the car. Will I take the Jay home? Will I take it home? Will I try and rear it? Will I see if it'll be okay or not? Or will I let it go and see what happens? So I took the Jay out into the middle of a field. It was a field very, very close to me. I thought, if I let it go and he flies away, okay. And if he doesn't get up in the air and he can't fly, well, then I'll take him back and I'll see what I can do. So I took him out and I put him on the ground and he flew away. And he was a bit like a drunk Jay, so to speak. But he did manage to get away and he managed to get into the woodlands and he managed to get up into a tree. And for months afterwards, I often wondered about the Jay. And I used to go out every day and I used to do these transect walks, go out with your binoculars and look to see what Jays are present and where they're present in the woodland. And one day, it was in late December, it was actually after Christmas, you won't believe it, I spotted this Jay. I knew it was that Jay because it was tagged. It had the tag on it and the wing tags on the leg tags on it. And it had a full tail. The tail had completely regrown. And I tell you, it was the best Christmas present I actually got that year. So it took about 6 to 8 weeks or so for the tail to grow back fully again. But I tell you, that was one hell of an experience for me.
Do you think, Terry, that shedding the tail was part of its natural biology? If you look at something like lizards, yeah. If you catch a viviparous lizard, it'll shed its tail. That's a defence, because tails are expensive things. They're dangerous things to be carrying around with you. And the lizards have built in this mechanism. So in order not to be caught by their tail, they shed it, they drop it. Is that the case with your magpie?
I wouldn't have thought so, Richard. And I'll tell you why, because I think tails are more important in the case of birds than they are in lizards. I think, first of all, for manoeuvrability, particularly in flight, you mentioned earlier, as they're weaving in and out through woodlands. And that's why magpies and jays have the long tails. And also, tails are very, very important in display for some birds. The classic example would be the peacock. So I would have thought that the tail is more important in the case of the bird than it is in the case of the lizard. They do lose them very, very easily. I literally just grabbed, and when it flew, the tail came away. Again, I agree, it is probably protective in some sort of a measure, but I don't think it's the primary reason.
I think the difference between the lizards and the birds is the lizard can choose to shed that tail, and that's at a great cost to it, because I presume it's painful to some degree, but more so than that, it's invested a whole lot of resources in growing that tail. There's bone in there, there's muscle in there, and that tail will actually keep wriggling and writhing for a short time after it's become detached, the theory being that that then distracts the predator. They will eat that, they'll get nutrition from that, and the lizard will hopefully then live to
have the tail.
Another day and to recover. They will regrow that tail, but it's never quite as perfect as it was originally. So obviously, when people do see lizards, don't try and make them shed their tails, don't handle them, just leave them be. With a bird, there's a lot less cost to the tail because there's no bone in there. We know ancestrally, the original birds, which come from the dinosaurs, they did have bony tails and they were feathered and they ate them in flying. You know, if you look at a bird like Archaeopteryx, you can see the bony tail in the fossil. It's a bird somewhat like a magpie in terms of its structure. They've evolved away from that because it's too heavy to be efficient for flight. Much easier just to have feathers that are much more lightweight. But of course, every bird loses its tail every year anyway. They molt their feathers. Not all in one go, usually. They'll molt a feather, replace it, then grow another one. It's a sequential thing that happens. But the fact is, their biology is built so that they will replace their tails many times throughout their lives. I think it does detach easily for birds, particularly like magpies that spend a lot of time on the ground and are prone to being attacked by predators on the ground. If something pounces, lands on the tail, when the bird flies off, it detaches very easily. I'd say it's the same for birds like wagtails and pipits that also have long tails and spend a lot of time on the ground.
But the difference between that and like what you were saying about losing the tail, they lose the tail one feather or two feathers at a time. So at all stages throughout the 12 months, they do have a tail. In the case of the magpie that we see on the video that's on the website there now, and the jay that in my case, it lost the tail completely all at one go. Now, you can see it on that video that the magpie, he looks a bit odd And he doesn't fly great, but he can manage to get by. So it is really important that they do have the tail, but they can live without it.
Yes, they can. And so from that point of view, it will hopefully survive. It'll grow that tail back within a few weeks, as you found with your Jay. And hopefully it'll be okay. It seems to be with a partner as well, and they will look out for each other too. Mm-hmm. So they do keep an eye out. They will warn of danger. So fingers crossed, everything will be all right. It's interesting you mentioned the peacock and its big tail, because actually as it happens, those feathers aren't the bird's tail at all. They're covert feathers that lie over the real tail. If you see the peacock doing that big display, you can actually see its real tail poking at the back behind that big frill of feathers around them. But we know with the peacock, that big train behind them, it is very much to their disadvantage. With the magpie, those long tail feathers, they help the magpie to fly and to steer and be manoeuvrable. With the peacock, it's the opposite. They're an absolute liability. They drag it down, they hold it back, they shorten its lifespan. It's more likely to be got by a predator. But it's what the females want. So it's all about display for them as well. So yeah, they perform a lot of different functions.
You'd wonder, is it worth it? You know, they display this tail and the females counting all of these eyes that are present on the tail. And okay, yeah, maybe he finds a nice partner and maybe he'll mate with her. But then for the rest of the year, he has this thing hanging out of him. Now, I know he's not displaying it all the time, may not be as long, but it can be a detriment to the animal.
Success in terms of wildlife, particularly for peacocks, it's how many offspring they leave behind to carry their genes. Mm. So if he has a short life, but he fathers lots and lots of chicks, he's been very successful, and evolution won't select against that big handicap of that tail. If it came to the point where it was shortening their lives to such a degree that they weren't reproducing, it would be selected against by evolution, by natural selection. But that's not the case. So it is an advantage.
If an animal is still here, a creature is still here, it's a success. So it's a good idea to have what it has to get him there. I'm intrigued about the red squirrel. Its tail seems to me to be evolving in the direction of a wing. It's using the tail almost as though a bird will use its wing. It's up there very high in the tiny branches of the tree, and it's using the tail aerodynamically. Is this a sign that in millions of years from now we will have winged squirrels, and the wing being its tail? But I'm fantasizing too much here, am I?
Well, it's not what evolution's all about. Like, it's something that's happening over millions of years. You're not going to see this happening in our lifetime or in 10 lifetimes. But if you could fast forward through it, yeah, that's probably what is going to happen. Whatever is being successful. And in the case of biology or natural history, it's all about numbers. It's all about what you leave behind. So that's why insects are so much more successful than us humans. Mm. If we leave behind one or two kids, and you've got something like an insect, a ladybird or a fly or a beetle or something like that, that's leaving tens of thousands, or maybe in the case of aphids, hundreds of thousands, millions of offspring. Well, of course, they're more successful than us.
Of course, we already have winged squirrels. There are flying squirrels in the world. They're not true flight. They glide, but they've rather than use their tails to become airborne, they have this big flap of skin that connects their front and their back legs, almost like a big parachute. I remember seeing a flying squirrel in Japan, of all places, a giant Japanese flying squirrel, actually take flight from a tree. And they climb up high, and then they just at dusk, they glide down, and they use their tail to help them steer. And we know with the red squirrel here in Ireland that they use that tail for balance, but also, yes, it does seem to give them that little bit of extra oomph when they're jumping across the branches.
No,
That's it. And going across the branches. And of course, what I love about it, but I'm a squirrel obsessive. I absolutely love them.
You're a nut.
The genus for the squirrel, it's Sciurus. Sciurus vulgaris is like the common squirrel. Sciurus is from, it means shade tail, because it was originally thought that they used their big bushy tail to shade their heads from the sun. And that's not the case at all, but that's what was believed. So that's why the squirrel's called shade tail.
Fascinating stuff. I have to hand it to you, Niall.